Blog Talk
well,
Radio.
Well, hi. Hello. Welcome, everybody, to Take a Break with Gene and Mary. Kind of a unusual episode to start our second week, mainly because Mary is usually here taking a break with me. And sometimes we have technical difficulties. Sometimes we don't. Usually she joins me. Well, I think probably from here, let's say if anyone would like to give
Hi,
me a call.
Hi, my name is Barb. And
Oh, there was Barb.
Hi, my name is Barb, and I listen to Be Unique Radio. My favorite show is Take a Break with Gene and Mary. I listen to it noon every day. And if you listen, you may win a prize just like I did.
Excellent.
Hey, Gene.
Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hi.
I'm having difficulties again.
No, darn.
It's okay.
I was just getting ready to figure out what I was going to talk about because it felt like I was here and I felt you were there.
I just have to go back outside.
You know, and talk about technical difficulties, I'll share with you that I'm on my way to a 12:30 appointment. And so when I stopped to take a break, I was going down the road looking for a shady spot beside the road. And I found one behind a sign at a gas station. So, yeah, kind of nice.
I'm trading places with my cat right now. He was out on the porch. So that's where I'm headed.
Oh, okay.
Because
well,
if I stay in my house, my computer likes to reverberate. So that's okay.
Wow.
We are here.
Yeah. Beautiful day out here.
Hi.
It was a little bit cloudy, which I don't mind, you know, when it's so hot. I don't mind a little bit of shade.
Yes.
Had a nice sea breeze this morning.
Well, I wanted to tell our listeners that, like Barbara said on her recording, she was one of two winners last week, and anybody with us has the opportunity to also be a winner. And Timothy Fox was the other winner because they both participated and interacted with our show, and there are a lot of ways to do that. Would you care to tell them how they can participate with us?
Well, sure. Now, if you want to give us a call here, you can talk to us, right now, here today. And Mary, can you tell me that phone number? I don't have it on in front of my eyes right now.
I can. And I will tell you, though, that I can't interact with them from where I am because if I go back into the house to go to my computer – to the studio and interact, then it's going to have an echo. But the number to call is 516-418-5651. I'm not sure why, but when I use the direct connect on Blog Talk, it doesn't hear me. So I'm going to have to call in tomorrow from Skype, and that's fine. Another way they can interact with us is through email, right, Gene?
Yeah. You can send us an email anytime at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. We keep track of that and let us know your thoughts. We have lots of good ideas as far as what we're going to talk about here. on our show. But you know, the whole idea is we're taking a break. We want you to take a break with us, and they can also leave
a comment on our Facebook page, the Be Unique magazine page, under one of posts about Take a Break show. And if they leave a comment, their name goes in a drawing, just like Barbara and Tim's name went into a drawing last week. And
nice.
They can get a prize. And we don't care where you live, anywhere in the country, anywhere outside of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're able to listen to us and contact us, give us your physical address, and we'll mail you a gift.
Sure.
And these gifts are going to be unique. They're going to be as like little unicorns showing up in your mail. You just never know what you might get.
Yes. Yeah. So we were going over a couple of the things that are going to be gifts, and boy, they are some cool things, I'm telling you right now.
Yes, they are.
Definitely.
Talking about one of a kind, you and I have been talking about doing this show for many months and playing with the idea of talking about old wives' tales and things of that nature, you know, little idioms and sayings and expressions
things,
that people might.
About old sayings about people and how they act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite, Gene?
Oh, I like them all. Ben Franklin was one of my favorite people to read his ideas, and he was big on them. Well, some of them, one of them comes out good. Stitch in time saves nine. Now it doesn't mean that much to you and me that now, because unless of course we do a lot of sewing.
Mm-hmm.
When back in the day when Ben Franklin published it and talked about it. If people knew that if they had a hole in their sock, they better fix it that night. If one toe was poking through, because if they didn't, it took a couple stitches. The foot's going to be sticking through by tomorrow or the day after if you don't fix it now.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you couldn't just go get another pair of socks at the store. Well, probably.
No, there were stores, but they didn't just sell ready-made socks.
Mm-hmm. And everybody knew this because everybody had this experience. So we could say it now, and it's kind of cute or whatever, and people kind of understand that, well, maybe go ahead and take care of it or whatever is the meaning. But, you know, how many people really know what it means?
What about into a life? Into every life a little rain must fall?
Sure, okay.
So what does that make you think of?
Well, I think kind of goes along with when you say, oh, got to take the good with the bad or the bad with the good.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well, my grandmother used to always tell us the sunny days are nice, but after a while, you need a little rain to cool off the earth. Or she would say, you know, that old saying, April showers bring May flowers. You can't, you know, as good as a water hose is or a sprinkler system is, you cannot water the ground as good as a good soaking rain can. In fact, another gardening buddy of ours, Kathy Price, that we interviewed on the Unscripted show, she was real good. She and I had a conversation the other day, and, you know, it's been kind of dry. It rains a little bit, but it doesn't rain enough. And she said, you know, I'm going to have to go out and water my garden. And she said, you watch. As soon as I do, it'll rain. And I said, good, because we need that rain. But most people think of rain as a bad thing because they can't go out. They can't go, you know, hang out with friends or go to the beach or have a picnic. But I think we need a little rain every day. And or not every day, but every now and then. And that rain, it must fall. You know, we can't always have Chamber of Commerce days.
Well, sure. People do. You said that about the rain. That people, a lot of times when you watch the news, they're always about yucky days. And it's like, oh my goodness. So some people really do enjoy being out in the rain sometimes, you know? I sure do. Who was it? Bob Marley, maybe, is the one that said that some people feel the rain and some people get wet. You know, it's just a matter of perspective.
Oh, man, I like that. I don't think I've ever heard that expression.
Yeah, one of my favorite things in the whole wide world to do is riding my bicycle in the rain, if I can do it fast without cars around and just go through it. It's pretty awesome. I used to carry goggles in my bike pack just in case.
Oh, my gosh, that's pretty smart. I wouldn't have thought of that. I've been caught out in rainstorms, you know, working in my garden, and it'll be sweat will be pouring off me because it's so hot. And the rain comes, and I'll just keep working. As long as there's no lightning. In fact, yesterday I was doing a little yard work, and my husband came out, and he said, lightning has been reported 2 miles away from here. You need to wrap it up and get on inside. Because I forget sometimes that there's lightning
right.
with that rain.
Yeah. I love the rain. In fact, I'd even thought about, as much as I like sunny Florida, I thought about moving out to the Northwest, you know, where you get lots of nice cloudy, misty days and ride your bike all in it all the time. See, that's what I need to do is I need to be mobile so I could live there sometimes and then here in the sunshine sometimes, you know.
Well, you know what? We can work on that. Because
Well, yeah. I think the cool part is I can do my show wherever I am.
Exactly. As long as you've got a hotspot or you've got Wi-Fi, you can do that. And it's real easy to manifest something like that instead of wishing for it and hoping for it. Let's just make it happen right now.
It's happening. It is, you know.
It is. It's already on its way to you. For the people who don't know about manifesting, if you've ever heard the expression, here we go back to these idioms and expressions. This is not an old wives' tale. This is something that comes from a very old book called the Bible. Mm-hmm. And it's in other scriptures from other, you know, not just Christianity. But if you knock on the door, it will open. If you ask, you will receive.
Yep.
And that's the power behind
themselves.
Yes. That's the power behind the law of attraction, the secret, and manifesting. They're all the same thing. It boils down to believing that it's already yours, stating it in very positive language. You don't want to say, oh, if only I could, or I wish I did, or it'll never happen. I'm dreaming of this, but it'll never happen. So if you say, I enjoy my nomadic lifestyle, boom, there it is. But you've also got to express gratitude for the lifestyle you currently have, and you have to accept that this is coming in its own time. Know that it's not something you can put on your calendar.
No.
You just have to expect it to come in the least unexpected way.
It is.
And then,
the trick is, and I think the trick is, though, while you're going along and you're expecting and you're it's happening, and I think the trick is to be aware, to watch, because it's happening all around when you're doing it.
You're going to start seeing. Well, just like you've been talking about tiny houses, and you know you keep finding all these great posts and pictures of tiny houses. When you put your mind to getting an RV that you can go around and do your thing in, you're going to start seeing RVs. They're going to be in all shapes and sizes, and they're going to be exactly what you are wanting. But and next thing you know, somebody's going to have one. They're going to give it to you. They're going to maybe you can even why don't we make this so? You have a sponsor who gives you an RV that you can ride around and travel and promote this sponsor.
Well, sure. I'm thinking we're going to call it the Be Unique Mobile.
I love it.
You know, I
Gene,
I want to...
Well, I was going to say it's almost time to end the day's show, and I'm going to have to go back into the house to do that. So what I'm going to ask you, I want you to finish your thought, but then I want you to remind our listeners. Oh, we didn't give them a trivia question. But today's trivia question is super easy. It's a yes or no answer.
All right.
Did anyone correctly answer both trivia questions last week? And to answer that, you're going to have to listen to our short little podcasts. Just go back to Take a Break with Gene and Mary. Listen to it real quickly. Find out what the question is. And you can either answer both questions or just answer yes or no. And the correct, you know what? I don't care if they're correct or not. If you are incorrect, send us your guess, and we will put you in a drawing for this week's gift. And on Friday, we always announce the winners. So with that, I'm going back into the house. I'm going to go back into the house. I want you to wrap up the show for us, and because I have to put my phone on mute so that it can it won't echo.
So you can play that little thing.
Yes. I'm going to let you wrap up the show at this point.
All right. Well, I just want to say real quickly, as we're ending then, a quick little story about my dream of traveling around and doing what I do on the road came from an encounter I had with a man named Meinhard Robbie. I spent an afternoon with him one time, and he was, he's known, most people know him as the Munchkin Coroner, the coroner that declared the Wicked Witch dead in the Wizard of Oz movie. But his career, his main career was Oscar, the World's Smallest Chef, Little Oscar, the World's Smallest Chef. He rode the Weenie-mobile, traveled with the Weenie-mobile for Oscar Mayer as a promoting that. And he told lots of fun, great stories about it. And anyway, that's what made me think of it. All right, Mary, are you ready to say goodbye yet? Sure, I hope everybody...
We're Gene and Mary, and we invite you to take a break at noon every weekday Eastern Time. Listeners who call 516-418-5651 have the opportunity to win a gift that's announced on Friday.
If you'd like to sponsor this or any of our shows, email Mary at BeUnique.org for details. That's Mary at BUNEKE. See you tomorrow.